Good afternoon. I'm Maureen McEwen, and this is The Response, a national news show on the COVID-19 pandemic in Canada. The global demand for critical medical supplies has led to a boost in domestic production. The Prime Minister said Tuesday that companies are working to manufacture medical equipment at home, including up to 30,000 made-in-Canada ventilators. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
As countries around the world grapple with this pandemic, the demand for critical supplies like test kits, ventilators, and personal protective equipment is going up. To keep our frontline workers safe and care for Canadians with COVID-19, we need a sustainable, stable supply of these products, and that means making them at home. With our plan to mobilize industry, we're helping companies retool, repurpose, and innovate to fight COVID-19.
In mid-March, Canada's plan to mobilize industry to fight COVID-19 was launched. Canadian industries are adapting their production and working with the government to manufacture essential equipment, including ventilators, testing kits, and surgical masks. On Tuesday, the Prime Minister said that his administration has heard from over 5,000 Canadian businesses that are interested in helping. The government has already signed supply contracts with a handful of Canadian manufacturers. Several other companies have signed letters of intent. Multinational company 3M has apparently struck a deal with the White House to continue to supply medical supplies to both the U.S. and Canada. In a press release on Monday, 3M announced it will import over 166 million respirators this spring, primarily from its manufacturing facility in China. This move will allow 3M to continue to supply respirators to Canada and Latin American countries, where the company is the main supplier. 3M is a Minnesota-based company and one of the largest manufacturers of medical supplies in North America. Last week, the American government reportedly asked the company to stop exporting N95 protective face masks to Canada. Canada took no retaliatory measures. The Prime Minister said repeatedly that the flow of essential workers and products across the border was vital for both countries. On Tuesday, the Prime Minister confirmed that 500,000 N95 masks are expected from 3M on April 8th. Wearing a non-medical mask is now considered an additional COVID-19 safety measure. The Public Health Agency of Canada suggests that Canadians can wear these masks, especially when other social distancing measures are difficult to apply. The masks must be non-medical, according to Chief Medical Officer Dr. Theresa Tam, in order to reserve medical masks for healthcare workers. Here's Dr. Theresa Tam.
The Special Advisory Committee on COVID-19 has come to a consensus that wearing a non-medical mask, even if you have no symptoms, is an additional measure that you can take to protect others around you. In situations where physical distancing is difficult to maintain, such as in public transit or maybe at a grocery store, a non-medical mask can reduce the chance of your respiratory droplets coming into contact with others or land on surfaces. So wearing a non-medical mask in the community has not been proven to protect the person wearing it. It is an additional way that you can protect others.
According to the Public Health Agency of Canada, there may be cases of transmission of the virus from people before they develop COVID-19 symptoms, and even from people who carry the virus but who will never develop symptoms. By wearing a non-medical mask, you may be protecting others. Canadians are still encouraged to practice social distance and take other COVID-19 precautions. As of noon on April 7th, the Public Health Agency of Canada has reported 17,063 confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 345 deaths. Over 346,000 people have been tested. COVID-19 is now in all Canadian provinces and territories except Nunavut. Canada.ca has an online self-assessment tool and other COVID-19 resources available. This was The Response for April 7th. For more information on COVID-19, check reliable sources like your local health authority, the Public Health Agency of Canada, or the World Health Organization. This show is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, a program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada. The Response's sound clips are made available through a partnership with the Canadian Public Affairs Channel.